Welcome to Notepad. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall discuss on how we can reduce waste when it comes to digital devices. Joining us is Julius Lim, the founder and CEO of ComAsia. Julius, maybe you can explain a little bit about what is buyback industry and, of course, what does the buyback industry do for the mobile devices in this part of the world and perhaps ComAsia's positioning in this space.
Yeah, sure. So our company provides what we call a buyback, a trade solution to consumers, right? So what it is that consumers can sell their used phone back to to us, and when they get a new phone, right? So essentially, it's like a platform that enables consumers to be able to buy and sell both used phones, used devices with us, used smartphones. Yeah. So essentially, that's the solution or the service that we provide to consumers.
Julius, the buyback industry for mobile devices can be considered as a niche market. What inspired you to establish a company that focuses on selling and buying second-hand phone devices and, of course, tablets as well?
Well, it is not a niche market in that sense, right? Actually, it's been around for many years. It's a very fragmented industry. So you look at Malaysia, right? There are literally thousands of smart mobile phone shops, retailers across the country, right? So currently there isn't a way that consumer can sell or trade in their used phone when they buy a new phone in a very transparent manner, right? So our solution offers consumer instant pricing, right? And also instant gratification. So the moment they trade in, they get paid almost immediately, right? And our valuation is very transparent, how we value the value of the devices. So it enables its consumers to be able to have that assurance that they're getting the best deal, right, when they trade in a used phone.
Perhaps you could spend some time elaborating on your business model. How does your company make profit by selling secondhand mobile devices?
Yeah, sure. So what we are essentially, we are a platform, right, that allows consumers to sell their used phone to us. And if they want to, they can also buy another used smartphone from us, or use, not the smartphone actually, use mobility devices that include tablets and laptops as well, right? So how we make our profit is that we make a margin, right, between buying in these devices, or we call trading in these devices, and then reselling them to our consumers.
Julius, we want to understand a little bit better about the company, because in 2019, it was reported that ComAsia underwent some sort of hyper-growth stage, recording a jump in revenue from 5 million ringgit to 300 million in just 3 years. Now, taking the COVID-19 pandemic into consideration, how have you guys fared over these past 2 years, and what is the plan forward for you?
Yeah, so the pandemic definitely has affected many industry to some extent us as well, but fortunately not that bad, because the demand for mobility devices has always been there, and it probably was more right during the COVID period, right, because more consumers would need smartphone or tablets as they work from home, right? But unfortunately the COVID also meant that a lot of retail outlets were shut down, right? They were not operating. That somewhat affected our business. So the way we work is that, we allow consumers to trade in a device to us, but not only directly to us, they can also drop it off at many of our partners, right? This include retail outlets, mobile operator shops, right? But unfortunately, a lot of this were closed during the pandemic, right? But the good thing is, I think despite that, we saw healthy growth, right? Our business has grown quite a fair bit the last couple of years, and even during the pandemic time. We are looking to grow that business, right? And not just in Malaysia, right? We have business around in the region, including Philippines, Thailand, Vietnam, Singapore, right? And all these markets are showing good growth for us.
Do you see an increase in the demand for second-hand mobile devices since remote working and remote schooling has become a little bit of a mainstream in Malaysia? What other factors do you think contribute to the demand for secondhand devices, in your opinion?
Yeah, no, I think not just secondhand devices, right? There's increased demand for upgrades to better smartphones, right? Whether it's brand new or secondhand, we're seeing that, especially as more people are working from home, right? Due to the COVID, pandemic, right? And that has actually fueled the need for consumer to look at a more affordable manner to own these devices. So how do they do that, right? Two ways. Is one, they could look at selling off their existing device when they buy a new one, right? So the immediate cash outlay is less. And secondly, you know, they could be looking at getting a really good certified pre-owned device, you know, that's as good as new, you know, versus getting a new one, you know, and get some savings from that. Yeah. And that's where, you know, I think we are very well positioned to be supporting this, you know, this type of consumers in Malaysia and also across the region.
And of course, second-hand mobile devices often come with its fair share of wear and tear. As a second-hand trader yourself, how do you ensure the quality of your devices sold is up to the mark?
Yeah, so the devices that we collect, right, they undergo a very thorough diagnostic and as well as software testing, right, before we resell them or we remarket them. So every device that we resell back to consumers are certified by us, gone through proper testing and diagnostic process, right? So and at the same time, you know, when a consumer buys them, they can buy, you know, it comes with a warranty, but it can be extended. So consumers can get that peace of mind when they get a secondhand device from us, right? And additionally, when we trade in these devices, right, they go through our digital platform. We have an app that enables the trade-in. The buyback of these devices. This actually, the app or the platform that we use actually have picked up or diagnosed some of the error that the device or any issue that the device might have, right? So we would always get those fixed before we resell them back to consumers. So what consumers get, right? Definitely, you know, well-tested, you know, functional devices. And at the same time, you know, comes with warranty, right? So they get a peace of mind when they get a device from us.
I want to touch a little bit more about the current trends in the second-hand mobile devices market. Do you think that this industry will see a slight change? How do you think this industry will shape up and look like for next year?
I think it's definitely going to grow, right? I think we're seeing a lot more growth in this space versus brand new phone, right? So if you look at globally, you know, we are looking at about 1.5 billion smartphones are sold a year, right? So the growth there is somewhat tapering because, you know, it's almost reaching saturation point. But the second-hand phone trade-in is only at about 200 to 300 million units a year, right? So there's still a lot of room to grow because I foresee that, you know, going to the future, you know, as the consumer looks at buying a brand new phone, he's likely also going to have to sell off his old phone, right? I think there's a less need to be able to pass it on as more consumers have already owned a smartphone. So, you know, I think there's going to be an increase in the penetration or attachment rate, right, of trade-in whenever a new phone is sold. So I'm very excited about the secondhand market, right? I think that's going to grow tremendously, right? Because there's still so much room to grow. I think you come to a point where for every two new phones that is sold, there's probably one used phone that's traded in. Currently, the ratio is 5-1, right?
In your opinion, how does Malaysia fare in this industry compared to our neighboring countries? Do you feel that Malaysia is a little bit more advanced or a little bit more behind? And of course, where do we stack up in terms of how we approach waste and perhaps the consumer behavior as well?
The industry, the landscape is quite similar across the region, right? Especially in the secondhand mobile phone space, it's still very fragmented, right? We're talking about a lot of mom and pop shop. I think we see that everywhere, not just in Malaysia. You know, you see that in Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, and so on. Yeah, but you know, in Malaysia, we are fortunate to be one of the early players in this space, right? To look at, using technology to enable and to make this industry a lot more structured, right? And giving you consumer a much better experience when they're trading in their phone. So in that sense, I think in Malaysia, you know, there is a more there's a platform, right, the consumer can go to, right, but less so in the other market, right, and that's where, you know, we are very excited and very very keen to expand to, right, to be, bring our platform to those markets.
Now, you mentioned that ComAsia is committed to enable more Malaysians gain access to mobile devices. How is this done specifically?
So definitely through our programs, right, a couple of areas, right? So first, have that platform that enables consumers to trade in their old phone when they buy a new phone, right? So that increases affordability, right? Secondly, we also have, you know, we also resell these used devices that we collect back, the second-hand devices. That, again, also increases affordability for consumer to, you know, be able to get access to technology, right, or to some of the smart devices. Thirdly, we also have a plan that is available through our partner stores, retailers, mobile operator stores, that enables consumer to get a device, right, through a through a financing plan. Okay, so so several ways, right, that we are, you know, making device a lot more smart devices a lot more accessible to consumers, at the same time, in a much more affordable manner.
Let's touch on e-waste. Do you think that the level of awareness and actions taken on minimizing e-waste in Malaysia is sufficient right now, or do you feel that more should be done? And of course, where do you see ComAsia's role in this?
Yeah, I think that e-waste is, is consumers, especially, you know, the millennials and the, probably Generation Z, are also, getting more aware, right, about, you know, sustainable commerce, right? So, you know, and this this entire issue about e-waste or renewable or reusing of technology, right, or of any electronics, right, that creates e-waste, you know, that is gaining a lot of awareness, right, across different segment of the population. So I think that with time, you know, we will probably see more consumer becoming more aware, but not just more aware, but, you know, taking actions, right, in on this front, right? So I think, and what we are providing is also a platform, right, that enables consumer to extend the life of these devices, and thereby reducing e-waste. Yeah. So we are also, you know, working with some agencies as well as partners, right, in this space to create that awareness, right, and you know, to also allow consumers to know that, you know, by trading in your phone or by buying a second-hand phone, you are actually, you know, helping in reducing e-waste.
All right, Julius, thank you very much for taking the time to spend with us. That was Julius Lim, the founder and CEO of ComAsia. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to astroawani.com, look for Notepad. You can also look for ComAsia as well as e-waste to find out more about what you can do to help reduce e-waste in this country. That's it for now. My name is Ibrahim Sani, signing off.